While ADF&G no longer posts a formal forecast for the run, Bristol Bay Sportfish Area Management biologist Jason Dye says data showing high escapement in parent years suggests another healthy king run for the Nooshigak.
The last couple of years has been really productive. We've exceeded the in-river goals. So I would say as of right now, I'm cautiously optimistic is kind of what I tell people. So all the signs are pretty good, but anything can happen.
The goal for in-river escapement is for 95,000 fish to pass the sonar near Portage Creek. In years with big runs, sport fishermen are allowed to fish for kings in the Nooshigak with fewer restrictions. If the run struggles, Dye can add sport fishing restrictions. The commercial fishery can add mesh size restrictions. And lastly, the subsistence harvest could be curtailed. To further the understanding of this king run, which has been outperforming many others, Dye will take part in a catch-and-release mortality study this season.
We're going to be catching fish via hook and line, mirroring the sport fishery in terms of the gear type, and we'll be putting a radio tag into each fish that we capture, and then tracking those fish for 5 days.
Dye says if a tagged fish stops moving, the signal will change to let biologists know the fish has died from handling. He hopes this data will help answer some questions about the effect of the heavy sport fishing effort on Nooshigak kings.
It would give us definitely a better handle on what is actually escaping to spawn. That improves everything, so you get a better idea of how many fish are actually spawning, and then you get returns off of those spawning numbers, and it just basically improves all your numbers. And it, you know, it could allow for more harvest, it could allow for less harvest. It's difficult to say at this point what the impact would be.
125,000 kings made it up to spawn in the Nooshigak last season. They surged early, reaching escapement goals around the 4th of July. It's already open to fish for king salmon in Bristol Bay. Area lodges are booking clients for the second week of June. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.